Welcome to day 69 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and if you've been with me since the beginning, you are about to complete the fourth book of the Pentateuch, or these first four books of the Bible. We are completing the book of Numbers today, and that is a great accomplishment in itself. So we are reading from the Amplified Bible, and we are in Numbers chapters 35 and 36. So beginning at Numbers 35, verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, command the Israelites that they give to the Levites from the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in, and suburb pasture lands round about the city's walls you shall give to the Levites also. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their suburb pasture lands shall be for their cattle, for their wealth and flocks, and for all their beasts. And the pasture lands of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. You shall measure from the wall of the city outward on the east, south, west, and north sides 2,000 cubits, and the city being in the center. This shall belong to the Levites as suburb pasture lands for their cities. Of the cities which you shall give to the Levites, there shall be the 6 cities of refuge, which you shall give for the manslayer to flee into, and in addition to them, you shall give 42 cities. So all the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48. You shall give them with their adjacent suburb pasture lands. And as for the cities, you shall give from the possession of the Israelites, from the larger tribes you shall take many, and from the smaller tribes few. Each tribe shall give of its cities to the Levites in proportion to its inheritance. And the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer who kills any person unintentionally and unawares may flee there. And the city shall be to you for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he has had a fair trial before the congregation. And of the cities which you give there shall be your 6 cities for refuge. You shall give 3 cities on this east side of the Jordan, and 3 cities in the land of Canaan to be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge for the Israelites and for the stranger and the temporary resident among them, that anyone who kills any person unintentionally and unawares may flee there. But if he struck him down with an instrument of iron so that he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he struck him down by throwing a stone by which a person may die and he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he struck him down with a weapon of wood in his hand by which one might die and he died, the offender is a murderer. He shall surely be put to death. The avenger of blood shall himself slay the murderer. When he meets him, he shall slay him. But if he stabbed him through hatred, or hurled at him by lying in wait so that he died, or in enmity struck him down with his hand so that he died, he that smote him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meets him. But if he stabbed him suddenly without enmity or threw anything at or upon him without lying in wait or with any stone with which a man may be killed, not seeing him, and threw it at him so that he died and was not his enemy nor sought to harm him, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the avenger of blood according to these ordinances. And the congregation shall rescue the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood and restore him to his city of refuge to which he had fled. And he shall live in it until the high priest dies, who has anointed with the sacred oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come outside the limits of his city of refuge to which he had fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of his city of refuge and kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. because the manslayer should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the high priest's death, the manslayer shall return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be for a statute and ordinance to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoever kills any person intentionally, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses, and no one shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall accept no ransom for him who has fled to a city of refuge so that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the high priest. So you shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land. And no atonement can be made for the land for the blood shed in it, but by the blood of him who shed it. And you shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell in the midst of the people of Israel. Chapter 36. The heads of the fathers' houses, of the families of the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the fathers' houses of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and the leaders, the heads of the fathers' houses of the Israelites. They said, "The Lord commanded you, my Lord, to give the land for inheritance by lot to the Israelites. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. But if they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the Israelites, then their inheritance will be taken from that of our fathers and added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they are received and belong. So it will be taken out of the lot of our inheritance. And when the Jubilee of the Israelites comes, then their inheritance will be added to that of the tribe to which they are received and belong. So will their inheritance be taken away from that of the tribe of our fathers." And Moses commanded the Israelites according to the word of the Lord, saying, "The tribe of the sons of Joseph is right. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad. Let them marry whom they think best, only they shall marry within the family of the tribe of their father. So shall no inheritance of the Israelites be transferred from tribe to tribe, for every one of the Israelites shall cling to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the Israelites shall be wife to one of the family of the tribe of her father, so that the Israelites may each one possess the inheritance of his fathers. So shall no inheritance be transferred from one tribe to another, but each of the tribes of the Israelites shall cling to his own inheritance." The daughters of Zelophehad did as the Lord commanded Moses. For Mahlah, Tirzah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married to sons of their father's brothers. They married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and ordinances which the Lord commanded the Israelites through Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan River at Jericho. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, we are introduced to this concept called the city of refuge. And it was a way in which the Lord was providing for people to have safe haven who might have accidentally, without premeditation, caused the death of another, kind of an unintentional manslaughter situation. Obviously, with the setup that the Israelites were given by the Lord, there was not a system for policing or justice system like we have here in the United States and in many other nations. But instead, if someone was murdered, the community was responsible for imposing capital punishment. It was very clear murderers were to be killed because it was to remove the pollution of this spirit of violence and murder from the land. But as we all know, there are incidences that happen where an accidental death is caused by another party. And several examples are given here in Numbers, where we are reading about the city of refuge, where, for example, maybe a man threw a rock over a wall and accidentally hit someone and the person died. And so situations where there was an accidental death caused by someone, but the person did not do it intentionally, that was a very clear issue that was stated here in Numbers, that it wasn't intentional, that they didn't have hatred in their heart, that it wasn't, the person was even unaware of it perhaps, and there was no intention to cause harm. And so that's one of the key issues. But there's also someone mentioned called the Avenger of Blood. And this was the tradition that the nearest male relative to a person who was murdered was required to avenge the blood on the murderer of his relative. And so this Avenger of Blood, maybe in the heat of passion over the death of his relative, or maybe out of ignorance of the circumstances, may just take up his job and go after this person who caused the death without realizing it was unintentional, and in order to provide a safe haven so that the Avenger of Blood would not be able to come and kill the guy who accidentally killed his relative, the Lord provided a safe haven, which was called the City of Refuge. And there were multiple cities of refuge. And as we continue on, we will actually come across the names of those cities, which I'm going to mention in a moment. But we will see here that the purpose was that God was going to protect someone who had committed a sin against someone else, even though it wasn't premeditated. And so, in a way, the cities of refuge are actually symbolic for us of the work of Christ, where Jesus covers our sin and gives us safe haven, doesn't allow us to receive the punishment for the sin which we have committed. So you could say Jesus is our city of refuge, so to speak. And so this is important to see the symbolism for us today. And it's a very beautiful picture. It's a very beautiful picture. The cities of refuge are actually named, and we'll come to them in the book of Deuteronomy. But let me give you a few of them, because their symbolism pointing to the work of Christ is very profound. One of the cities of refuge is the city of Kadesh. And Kadesh, the meaning of that word, means sanctuary. And you could say Christ is our sanctuary. We have rest in Him. We have safety in Him. Just like that city of refuge was for the person who had killed someone, though not intentionally. Another one of the cities of refuge was Shechem. And do you know that the word Shechem means the place of burdens? How beautiful is that? That Christ is the one who bears our burdens. When we trust in Him, we can cast all our burdens upon Him. He bore the burden of our sins when He died on the cross and rose again. So He's our city of refuge, the place, the one who bears our burdens, like that city of refuge called Shechem. And then there's another one called Kirjath Arba, which was also called Hebron, and it was one of the cities of refuge. And Hebron means fellowship, and it also means a seat of association. So you could say that Christ is like the foundation of our fellowship. He's the one that brings us into fellowship with Himself. He's our refuge, quite literally, as the city of refuge called Hebron. Another one was the city called Golan. And Golan means exile or carry away captive or removing. And, you know, the Lord himself, he carried away our sins. He took captivity captive, the scripture says. He literally took that away from us. And the day will come when Christ will quite literally come back and take away his bride, the church, from the earth before the final day of judgment. And there are several other cities, but I thought you would find that interesting, the names, and they really do speak of the Lord Jesus Christ to us. So this institution of cities of refuge, where a person could run for safety and sanctuary when they have committed the sin of manslaughter, and yet the Lord provided a way of escape and a way of safety and a way to have sanctuary and protection. It said until a trial could be held where they could get a fair judgment, so that the Lord didn't allow the avenger of blood to just go kill somebody who killed their relative until there was a fair trial. And so the Lord's provision for the children of Israel was very beautiful in every way, and all of it speaks or foreshadows the work of Christ for us. This was an Old Testament provision, but we have a greater provision now here in the New Testament, that though we are guilty of murder, so to speak, because Jesus said, if you even bear hatred in your heart towards someone, you're a murderer. So even if we are murderers in God's estimation, he has made a way where we can run for safe haven to Jesus. We can have our sin covered. We can be made clean. We can have a sanctuary. We can cast our burden off of ourselves and onto the Lord. He's our burden bearer. He bore the burden of our sins. And we can have a place of rest in Christ Jesus, even though we're all guilty of sin before the Lord. So this city of refuge picture is very beautiful and encouraging to me, that though we are guilty, every one of us, because the scripture says it is so, God has made a way for us to have refuge in Christ Jesus. Be encouraged this week that even if you're struggling, the Lord himself has made a way for you to have a place where you can cast your burdens on the Lord, and that is in the Lord Jesus. Be blessed this week, and I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the beginning of a new book, the fifth book here, the book of Deuteronomy. God bless you and have a great week, and send me an email at info@myeverydaybible.com. God bless.